about you time. So I want all of you to just breathe for a moment and just ask yourself, am I who I want to be right now? Quietly. You don't have to do it loud. You don't have to, you know, just, am I who I want to be right now? So my goal is to help you reach your goals. And so every week, same time, same day, Thursday at 8 o'clock, I'm coming on so that we can help you get closer and closer and closer to getting your goals. So I wanted to, first of all, give you my first greeting for one of my goals. May Amo Sharon Hill Withers, mucha gusta. So I said, my name is Sharon Hill Withers. Nice to meet you. So this is your first time tuning in to It's All About You. Welcome. Okay, so this segment is going to talk about, why is it not happening yet for you? Why aren't you getting closer to the goal? So we want to really deal with it, dig in, and I'm going to be very authentic with some things tonight. And I'm going to tell some truths to you tonight. And if it doesn't feel good, just bear with me. I just want you to just hang in here with me tonight, okay? I'm just only going to be here 15 minutes, but just hang in. Okay, so first of all, did you write your goal down? That's the first thing. Did you write it down? If you don't write your goals down, it's just a wish. But you can start today. Because it's still January, it's still the first of the year, it's still the first month of the year. You can start right now if you haven't done it. So write your goals down if you haven't written them down. Then the next thing you need to do is develop a plan for each goal. I have a fabulous mentor, and her name is Brenda Fulmore, and she is the financial guru. Like, she has got this finance thing down pat. And I asked her to help me. I was like, Brenda, I want to be where you are financially, and I don't know how to get there from where I am. And she said, well, Sharon, you know, I'm going to give you some things that you're going to need to do and some things you're not going to want to do, but you're going to have to do it in order to get where you want to get. So the same thing with your goals. You got to have a plan. You got to look at it and see what steps or what tasks or what things need to happen, who you need to talk to, what classes you need to take, what knowledge do you need to have in order for you to get this goal. There's a gentleman by the name of Carlos. Carlos Parks is one of the most awesome real estate agents. So if you have a goal to buy a house, you know, you've got to hit him up on Facebook. Like, he's the guru at real estate and helping people buy homes. Just make sure that you write down your goals. Make sure that you have some steps and you have some things that you need to do to get there. Okay. Also, I want you to make sure with your goals, you got to check in. Okay. You can't just have a goal, write down what you know, some things that you need to get there, and then you don't check in to see where you are. So this is week 4. So we need to check in. Like, where are you right now with your goals? If you had a weight goal and you had to lose 10 pounds this month, and you had a goal to lose 2.5 pounds each week, to lose 10 pounds in 4 weeks, are you there? What do you weigh today? What do you need to weigh by the end of the month? And what's your strategy to help you get there? See, goals are not things that just fall out the air. There's work involved. There's concentrated effort involved. There are things that you have to do in order to get what you say you want. Now, remember I told you I was going to be a little authentic tonight? Okay, good. If you have an integrity issue, you will not get your goals. I don't care what the goal is. You can have a goal to walk around the block and not get it because you have an integrity issue. Your issue is not whether or not, in most cases, can you do it? What your issue is, will you do what you say you will do? All of us kind of know what we want to do, and we know how to get there. Most of us do. But are you willing to do what you say you're willing to do? So, you know, let me tell you, if you know, if you have an integrity issue, I mean, I looked this thing up. There are 5 signs that you need to know about when you lack integrity. Number 1, when everything is all about you. You don't acknowledge, you know, higher powers that are there, you know, like gravity. You're not going to just jump off a building because you want to fly. Okay? There are things you need to understand. It's not just about what you can do. You need a team of people sometimes. You need to network sometimes. You need to talk to people. You need to share that this is something that I want and say it to the people who have what you want or who have the influence to help you get what you want. That's why I talk with Brenda Fulmore, because Brenda is where I want to be financially. So I'm not going to, in other words, if you want diamonds, you're not going to talk to a brick maker. Hello, somebody. You have to talk to people that are where you want to be or are very good at showing you how to get there. Okay? All right. Number two, your self-esteem rises and falls with the opinion of others. Okay? So you say you want something, and then the minute you get around someone who says, oh, you can't do that, that ain't gonna never happen for you. Mm-mm. First of all, get out from around those folks quickly. Second of all, you know what you want and it's your desire. So what other people think about it is none of your business. You just need to keep pushing, keep going. And if you don't get it the first time, get it the second time. If you don't get it the second time, get it the third time. In other words, keep going after it until you get what you say you want. You can't quit. It's not quitting time. Okay, the third thing, you know, if you have an integrity issue, if you have an integrity issue, guess what you're doing? You hide things. Listen, I'm not telling you something off the top of my head. Just look it up. How do I know if I have an integrity issue? Look it up on the internet. It will tell you. I'm telling you, if you're hiding things, you have an integrity issue. And it's going to be very hard for you to get your goals. And number five, you make too many compromises. When you have something that you want bad enough to lose your time, your peace, and your sleep for it, then you don't compromise anything when it comes to you getting what you say you want. Listen, it could be something as simple as cleaning out your closet. The closet is not going to get clean if you constantly keep saying it's all about you and you, I don't feel like it. If you are constantly looking at a situation and just look at it, but you don't ever do, you know, you need to do something about it. It's something you can do something about, but you just keep looking at that closet going, I will get to it later. Well, never, later never comes. And you know, you got them if people too. Well, if I had some place to put those clothes and I go through the closet and give away this and give away that, or if I had a bigger closet, you know, if was a fifth, we'd all be drunk. You understand what I'm saying? Don't compromise on your goals. Just get it done. Do the things that you can do and pray about the things you can't do by yourself. And seek out the people who are doing it already successfully. And don't believe lip service. Just because somebody say I'm successful, that don't mean that. Proof is in the pudding. Show me the money, so to speak. You got to make sure that whoever you're talking to, that they have proof that they're successful doing what you are trying to do. Don't just talk to anybody. You got plenty of folks that's more successful in their head than they ever been in person, okay? Yes, you got to absolutely listen to things. Change what you're listening to. Turn the news off. Turn the radio off. Turn the TV off and get some positive things in your head, in your mind, so that you can function at the highest capacity you're capable of functioning at every single day. The only thing we have to do is change what we are feeding our minds. So make sure, raise your level of integrity. Make sure that you write your goals down. Make sure that you develop a plan for those goals and execute.